Discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip. Socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional YouTube TV terms and conditions apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switch2wowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
No runs, no hits for the River Dogs. 1-2 the count with two away. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. It's history at the Joe. Seth Keller, Landon Harper, no hit the River Dogs. It's the fourth no-hitter in Green Jackets history. They storm the mound. Water flies everywhere. A historic moment. It's a combined no-no to cap us off in a historic weekend here in Charleston. That's right. Welcome into the TaxSlayer pregame show here at SRP Park. It is good to be home, but it sure was good to be on the road this last weekend. You heard right there the final out, as the Green Jackets capped off their fourth no-hitter in franchise history on Sunday afternoon. They swept Sunday's doubleheader, picking up a 3-2 win in Game 1 before Seth Keller and Landon Harper combined for seven no-hit innings on Sunday to close out a 2-0 victory. They'll look to keep that momentum this evening, taking on a familiar foe. The shortest geographical trip in the Carolina League begins this evening as the Columbia Fireflies make their second trip down I-70 here to Augusta. Green Jackets taking on the Fireflies for six games this week. The Fireflies, the single-A Carolina League affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. And I'm Nathan Strauss, thrilled to be here all week. Well, the Fireflies went 1-5 last week, dropping the first five games of their series to Carolina before picking up a Sunday win by a score of 3-1. The Green Jackets, meanwhile, were on the road in Charleston. They dropped the first two games, and then on Thursday night had a weird and wild one at the Joe when they were trailing 8-0 entering the eighth inning. They then ripped off 15 unanswered runs in the eighth and ninth and picked up a remarkable 15-8 win. They proceeded to lose the next night 6-4 before Saturday a rainout pushed the doubleheader to Sunday, and we all know what happened there. The doubleheader sweep and, more importantly, the combined no-hitter to cap us off. So the Green Jackets coming in with a good bit of momentum for tonight's contest, and they will take an experienced starter on the mound, Luis Vargas. He'll be going up against Ben Hernandez, the second rounder from the 2020 draft, just making his return to affiliated baseball this year after missing the first couple of months. It'll be just his fourth start of the season with Columbia, an 0-1, a 3.75 ERA in 12 innings so far this year. For Vargas, he started here 2 weeks ago against Fredericksburg and was excellent in his return to SRP Park. He went five innings, gave up just one earned run, and picked up the win. And then last time out, got hit pretty hard, taking the loss to Charleston, who ended up picking up a 7-4 win on that game. But Vargas will be back out to the mound here this evening for the top of inning number one. Everyone got hit hard by Charleston, but Vargas went 5 2/3, giving up 6 runs on 8 hits while striking out 5, including a home run. The Green Jackets and Fireflies have played 15 games already this season. The season series stands 8-7 in favor of Columbia. They took 6 of 8 games in a bizarre 8-game series here back in April that was punctuated by, yet again, a weird Sunday doubleheader in which the Fireflies hit 8 home runs in 14 innings, including 4 homers from David Holly, who is now in High A Quad Cities. So, a little bit of a mixed history between these two teams. The Green Jackets took 4 of the 6 games at Segra Park back in early July. They capped off that series by getting shut out, but then came back and beat Myrtle Beach on 4th of July. So, a lot of familiarity between these two teams. Indeed, many players on the Green Jackets and Fireflies have taken over 50 at-bats against the opposing pitching staff. However, neither team in their starting lineup today has faced off with the other team's starter in this season. So, in a series that will have a lot of familiarity, and you know what they say about familiarity and contempt and all of that, it'll be some fresh looks for batters this evening. Green Jackets will line it up in a pretty similar fashion to what they did all of last week. No real changes as of now. Ambioris Tavares leads it off. He had leadoff home runs in Tuesday and Wednesday's game last week. Ended up going just 3-for-21 over the 7 days, but also walked 6 times. He'll lead it off. Bryson Worrell will swap back up from the cleanup spot to bat second, while E.J. Exposito hits third. Jeremy Celedonio in his familiar cleanup spot, looking for another week like he had the last time at home. He hit 3 home runs in a 4-game span. Corey Acton, the star of last week, who hit 500 going 10-for-20, bats fifth. Jair Casanova, RBIs in each game on Sunday, bats sixth. While Jose Delonay, who has reached base in 9 of his last 11 games, bats 7th. Nick Clarno will hit 8th and do the catching today, while Tyler Collins, an ever-present, now up to 34 runs batted in, is playing in center field and batting 9th. On the other side, again, a lot of familiar faces. No one who Augusta has not seen yet this season, although the Fireflies did add one of their 2023 draftees to their roster this morning. Gene Ramirez, the bunt single king, will lead it off, followed by veteran catcher Omar Hernandez, well over 200 career games at the Carolina League level. Austin Charles, who tore it up against the Green Jackets and ended up earning a Player of the Week award, will bat third, while Brett Squires, who slowed down a bit, the power-hitting lefty, bats cleanup. Daniel Vasquez hits 5th, while Lisandro Rodriguez, will play at second base and bat 6th. And the bottom 3 in the order had a tough week last week. Royer Layton, 4 for his last 37 and 0 for his last 10, bats 7th. Hayden Dunhurst, who was actually a bright spot last week, going 4 for 10 with a homer, DHs and hits 8th. And Levi Usher, who has one of his 2 homers against Augusta this year in this ballpark, is hitting just 151. He bats 9th. Some roster news for Augusta as pitcher Ronaldo Alessandro, who got the win in the day game, or the opening game on Sunday's doubleheader, going 2 scoreless and stranding 2 of the 3 men he inherited, he got called up to High A Rome. On the other side, it was Eric Pena, the big international signee, who has been placed on the development list. He leads the Carolina League by 30 strikeouts and is hitting south of 150. So some time maybe to reset a little bit. Luis Vargas, 22 years of age, will get the start for Augusta. He pitched all season here last year and then began this year with some pretty good numbers in High A Rome. But when Jorge Bautista and Spencer Schwellenbach both got promoted, he was the pitcher Augusta added in return. On the other side, the righty Ben Hernandez, full name David Ben-Gurion Hernandez. Not sure if his parents are big fans of the ex-Israeli prime minister, but so be it. The high school draftee out of Illinois back in 2020, one of just 2 high school draftees out of that state in that shortened draft, he will make his first appearance against the Green Jackets this year. We'll take the break and come back for national anthems and first pitch here at SRP Park. Green Jackets and Fireflies rolling into it at SRP Park.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. GreenJacketsBaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit GreenJacketsBaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here at SRP Park, first pitch moments away. We'll turn it over to the PA announcer for our national anthem.
At this time, please rise and kindly remove your caps for the singing of the national anthem. Singing tonight's anthem is Jenna Claire Moon.
Beautiful national anthem complete. We're about to get underway in the first of six games this week between the Columbia Fireflies and the Augusta Green Jackets. Hello and welcome from a beautiful SRP Park, a temperate evening here on the banks of the Savannah River. Temperatures in the mid-80s, a welcome respite from last week's temperatures that pushed triple digits all week. This time it's beautiful weather, not a cloud over our heads, a couple clouds over by the skyline, but nothing more. The Green Jackets are fresh on the backs of a two-game doubleheader sweep on Sunday. They picked up a 3-2 win in the first game before tossing a combined no-hitter. Seth Keller and Landon Harper combined for seven no-hit innings against the Charleston River Dogs. They're looking to carry on that momentum here this evening against a Fireflies team struggling for form right now. They've promoted a lot of their top arms, but it wasn't the arms that have let them down recently. It was the bats. They lost 5 of 6 to Carolina at home last week, and now they take the short trip down I-70 and I-20 to get here to North Augusta. Luis Vargas on the mound for the Green Jackets, making his second SRP start and his third start with the Green Jackets this year. 1-1 record, ERA just north of 5, but again, small sample size, only 11 2/3 innings of work with the Green Jackets this year. On the other side, it's Ben Hernandez, who will make his first start against Augusta this season. Last time out, Hernandez went 5 innings, gave up 6 hits and 3 runs, while walking 3 and failing to record a strikeout. The lineup for the visiting Fireflies, Gene Ramirez leads it off. Omar Hernandez bats second, and Austin Charles hits third. Those are the three men due up this half inning. The Fireflies wearing their blue away jerseys, gray pants, neon yellow numbers, and the mason jar Firefly on the front. Corey Acton, the third baseman, way in on the grass in the first pitch to the lefty Ramirez, taken high for a ball, going lefty on righty here, and we are underway. 7:04 p.m., temperatures just below 90. 1-0, caught on and missed from Ramirez. Ramirez leads the team in batting average by a wide margin, hitting 293, 4 homers, 21 batted in, but Almost a quarter of his hits are infield singles. The 1-1 off speed, taken down and away, and it's 2-1. Augusta third baseman Corey Acton is about five steps in on the grass. Ramirez bunted for hits five times against the Green Jackets the last time these two teams played. 2-1 outside. Corey Acton plays at third up the middle. It's Tavares at short, Exposito at second, and Jose Delonay at first. 3-1. Fastball taken up and in for a ball. It's a five-pitch walk to begin the outing, and Ramirez works his way aboard. Columbia not afraid to run, and run often under manager Tony Pena Jr., who strides his stuff down the third base line. Pena Jr., a very vocal manager, not afraid to plead his case to the umpires. It's Shane Sullivan, who's the man behind the plate, with Dylan Holsey on the bases today. Nick Clarno still leads the league in terms of batters thrown out trying to get caught stealing, as this pitch is lined to center, and Collins will make the catch for out number one. First pitch swinging for Hernandez, and the first out of this series. Ramirez on at first, no score, just underway in the top of inning number one, and now the big body of Austin Charles steps in. 6 feet 6 inches tall, was drafted at the very end of the 2022 draft, but the Royals were able to pry him away from LSU, and he's been able to make it count so far. He takes a strike here. Rather, UC Santa Barbara, excuse me, not LSU. Was a 20th round selection and was added to their roster back in June. 0-1, tipped foul and to the screen. Nick Clarno is doing the catching for Augusta this evening. The outfield from left to right, Jair Casanova, Tyler Collins, and Bryson Worrell. 0-2 on Charles, hitting .245, 17 driven in, of which 7 came in 5 games against Augusta. And the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. A slider got him hacking. And now there are two away. Vargas on the mound has struck out 5 men in each outing so far this year. Command not really been a concern. It's more about the quality of contact. He's only walked 3 men so far and now over 12 innings. That'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Brett Squires, who has been a thorn in the side of this Augusta pitching staff this season. The former OU Sooner has the outfield back, and the first pitch to him is grounded to first. Delaunay stabs and takes to the bag himself for out number 3. A leadoff walk to Ramirez, and then just 6 pitches for the next 3 men to go down in order. 4 up, 1 left. Augusta to the plate when we come back here in the bottom of the first.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Augusta Green Jackets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance. And whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consult. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Spring and the summer is blistering. There ain't no one from here that'll follow me there.
Back here for the bottom of the first. Green Jackets were able to get Columbia to go down after just that leadoff walk in the top of inning number one. Here's how Augusta will line it up today. You heard on the TaxSlayer pregame show, Ambioris Tavares bats first with Bryson Worrell hitting second. Exposito in the 3 slot. Jeremy Celedonio cleans it up. Corey Acton bats fifth with Jair Casanova, Jose Delonay, Nick Clarno, and Tyler Collins following it up. The righty Hernandez is on the mound, and we are set to go with Tavares stepping into the box. Green Jackets in their home whites. The first pitch from the righty is taken outside and low for a ball. Tavares just 3 hits last week But all three were for extra bases. Two homers and a double. Also walked six times. The 1-0. Taken for a strike. Hernandez on the mound, making his fourth start of the year. Pitched in part of the 2021 and 22 campaigns with the Fireflies. The 1-1. Caught on miss. Good slider. Hernandez, 6'2", 205 out of Chicago, Illinois. The prestigious De La Salle Academy there. Second rounder back in 2020. The 1-2, up and in. Did it hit him? It's foul tipped into the mitt. And they're going to say he's down on strikes. Tavares walking back slowly. And he's talking to Green Jackets interim manager Francisco Diaz. And I think Tavares is saying it hit him in the wrist. It certainly looked like it hit him in the wrist. Tavares didn't really make much of a swinging motion. They're going to convene with the umpires here. Green Jackets manager this week is Francisco Diaz with Cody Gabella, the normal Augusta skipper, out on vacation this week. And Diaz coaching down at third base. They are going to keep the call as stands. It'll go down as a swinging strikeout for Tavares. A tough one there. And a tough task for Frankie Diaz down the third base line in his first Augusta at bat as interim manager this week, having to talk with the umpires. Bryson Worrell steps in and takes one in the dirt. Worrell, switch hitter, batting out of his favored left-hand side, hitting 207 with six homers. He's driven in 25. A week ago today, he launched two long balls. The 1-0 popped up. Shallow right center field. Second baseman Rodriguez backtracking now onto the infield, and he will make the catch. Not a comfortable catch, but he'll secure it in the end, two away. Austin Charles plays at third today. Daniel Vasquez at second, rather at short. Lisandro Rodriguez at second, and Brett Squires at first. Omar Hernandez does the catching. The outfield, Gene Ramirez in left, the speedy Levi Usher in center, and Royer Layton is in right field. Exposito to the plate for his pitch, breaking ball taken high. Exposito drove in five runs last Thursday in the span of two at-bats, matching Augusta's single-game high. He'll take a ball outside and low here, 2-0. Hitting 215, six homers. He's driven in 42. Infield back, the 2-0. Caught on and missed. Fastball at 92. No score, two away, the 2-1. Line foul off the cage. Made me flinch a little bit. I mean, that was close enough to getting over. We've been getting closer and closer all season here, if we're being honest. But besides the point, 2-2. Outside and low, just barely for a ball. That one at 93 from Hernandez. The count will go full. On deck is Jeremy Celedonio, who leads Augusta in walks, tied for the team lead in ribbies with this man at the plate. The 3-2. Line foul yet again. This one will clear the stadium and get over towards the hotel. Beautiful, picturesque southern evening here. Glenn Campbell would have himself a field day right now. Temperatures in the high 80s, a little bit of breeze, but nothing too serious. The 3-2. Line drive, right field, sinking over towards the line. Layton chasing it down. It lands just foul by about a foot and a half. It got onto the slim patch of grass between the warning track where the bullpen is and the foul line. It nearly was able to sit down on some chalk and get Expo some extra bases. Instead, everyone will have to reset. Long chase there for Ryer Layton, but he'll get back and run it off. Nothing wrong with a little extra cardio. So again, 3-2, still two away. The pitch, line to right field and caught by Squires at first base, who darted to his right to make the play. Each team without a hit through one inning. Top of the second, no score, and we come back here on the Green Jackets Radio Network and Valley Live.
Some things are just made for each other. Chips and dip, socks and shoes. YouTube TV and WOW Internet. It's the ultimate bundle. Super fast WOW Internet and an amazing live TV experience from YouTube TV. Watch 100 plus channels, live sports, and unlimited DVR space included. For a limited time, get super fast internet and YouTube TV starting at just $82.98 per month. Sign up for our fastest speed and get $300 on us.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply. Additional UTP terms and conditions apply.
With Well Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with Well Business. Visit switchtowellbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
And I haven't had a day alone. Haven't had a day. Back
here for the top of the second inning, no score, Green Jackets and Fireflies. Had to just go inform the press box and the official scores about Cody Cabela not being here this week and Frankie Diaz managing in his stead. Hopefully Gabby is not tuning in right now. I hope he's doing something a lot more rewarding, like spending time with his wife and kids, one of whom just celebrated a birthday a couple of weeks ago. But if he is, hope he's enjoying. Vargas first pitch fouled off here by Daniel Vasquez, who will lead us off in the top of the second. Vasquez, Rodriguez, and Royer Layton set to hit this half inning. Vasquez batting out of the right-hand side. Time is called as center fielder Tyler Collins, I think, has a hole in his glove, and he has to sprint all the way in from center field to pick up a new mitt. He just crosses the foul line now, and Jeremy Celedonio is going to trade him some leather on the top step of the dugout, and they'll have to give him some time to get all the way back out to center field. He laughs it off with Tony Pena Jr. It's got to be like when you're an outfielder at Oakland in the Coliseum and the benches, the dugouts are like half a mile removed from the field of play. I always thought that was one of the more brutal treks that you had to do. You're like walking a mile by the time the game's over. 0-1 to Vasquez, sliced him off and into the dugout for a foul ball. It's 0-2. Vasquez in at 216, one homer. He's driven in 30. Righty on righty matchup. Vargas even splits between righties and lefties. The 0-2 taken beautifully placed, called strike three. Breaking ball frozen just on that lower outside quadrant at 86. Nice little slider. Exactly what that slider is supposed to do to a righty. It's the second strikeout of the day for Vargas. One away. And that'll bring up Lisandro Rodriguez, switch hitter batting left. Rodriguez, 219 on the year with five homers. First pitch to him, fastball for a strike. This looks a lot more like the Vargas that we saw 2 weeks ago today when he picked up his win in the debut for this season in a Green Jackets jersey. The 0-1. Chopper towards first. Gilone scoops. He's going to flip to the pitcher covering, who taps on the bag for the out. That makes it two away. Gilone, a former shortstop who then got converted to third base and then got converted to first base, was mobile and nifty on the feet there. Two outs, five men retired in a row here by Vargas. Two away, no score. And that will bring up Royer Layton, the Nicaraguan. Has hit a cold patch right now, 4 for his last 37. The righty will take a big swing and a miss, nowhere near a fastball to start him off at 94. The second baseman and first baseman and right fielder are in the shadow. The center fielder and the left side of the infield in the sun. 0-1, swing and a miss. Breaking ball tied him up. Vargas making quick work here of the middle of this lineup. No one aboard and two away here in the top of the second. Layton chokes up the 0-2. Slider called, strike three. Good morning, good afternoon, and say good night. Two strikeouts, both looking with a ground out to first in the process, and Vargas sends it down in order. We'll head to the bottom of inning number two. Green Jackets with 4, 5, and 6 at the plate when we come back here on Valley Live, the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bottom two here at SRP Park on this lovely Tuesday night. Green Jackets and Fireflies all start 0. Jeremy Celedonio in to lead it off. 4, 5, and 6. Celedonio, Acton, and Casanova. Two righties sandwiched around a lefty. Hernandez on the mound will fire a first pitch strike in and actually dent the webbing of the catcher Hernandez, who had to give it a second check. The old-fashioned Hernandez to Hernandez battery this evening. 0-1 in the dirt, skips up there. It's 1-1 on the righty Celedonio. Had a tough week last week, although a familiar stat line for many. 2 for 18. He did drive in a run. He struck out 10 times and also walked 5 times as well. 1-1 inside. Hernandez on the mound. Got through the first inning without a fuss. 2-1 pitch. Popped foul and out of play. No score here in North Augusta. Green Jackets looking to pick up momentum from Sunday's two wins. The 2-2 taken high. Celedonio, a remarkably patient hitter, leads Augusta in walks, also second on the team in strikeouts, and far and away a runaway leader with 15 homers. 3-2 pitch, chopped over to short. Vasquez charges. Snow cone grab off the ground and throws to first in time for the out. A slow chopper there. Celedonio, not slow, but you wouldn't say speed is necessarily a defining attribute of his game, and he'll go down 6-3. Now to the plate, the hottest hitter on the team, Corey Acton, who had himself quite the week. Went 3 for 3 on Sunday, went 4 for 5 with a walk on Thursday, ended up hitting .500 and playing every game. First pitch to him is a strike on the outside corner. Raised his average up to .237. Came into the week at .190. So raised it almost 50 points. Two homers and 21 driven in this year. The 0-1. Sliced foul. Breaking ball in the hands. When Hernandez was drafted, many thought that he had one of the best changeups for a high school pitcher in a decade. 0-2. Taken downstairs. That was the change right there that Acton was able to spit on and lay off. Neither team with a hit just yet here in the bottom of the second. 1-2. Liner foul out of play. Acton, the former University of Florida Bulldog. Also a former University of Florida Gator. 1-2. Ground ball towards the left side of the infield. Backhanded by Vasquez. His sidearm throw is not going to be in time as he bobbled it. And we'll see if they give that an infield single or if it ends up as an error. And it looks like they are going to give him an infield hit. Official scorer Ted Miller and I have a direct line of sight. And it's a beautiful thing because I'm broadcasting outside here from outside the suite level. And I can look about 15 feet to my left and just get a simple thumbs up or thumbs down. And Acton picks up his 11th hit in the last week and the first hit of the ballgame. He stole 5 bases against the Fireflies a month ago. Jair Casanova takes a curveball high for a ball, going righty on righty. No score, one on, one out here in the bottom of the second. Acton being held on by Squires at first. Pickoff throw comes over. Tag not in time. Hernandez behind the dish has given up 79 stolen bases this year. He's throwing out runners at about a 28% clip, which is a fraction above the average. And this pitch is shot down the line, but foul. And it'll trail off towards the Easy Go picnic patio. Acton stole 5 bases in a game. It's still the highest single game total in the league this year. I asked him if he'd stolen 5 bases in a game before, 1-1. Curveball for a strike, and he said no. He didn't think he'd ever stolen 5 bases in a month as Hernandez throws a snap throw back to first, but Acton didn't linger off the bat. Good sense of humor about the whole thing. Pickoff throw to first, tag, and they got him. Oh, wow. Base umpire Dylan Holsey is going to get Acton here, and Acton with some choice words as he walks back to the dugout. Second time Acton's been picked off in the last couple of games. Nice move there from Hernandez, a mighty close play at first. So now no one on and two away. Count 1-2 to Casanova. The pitch, caught on and missed. Breaking ball got him on the outside part of the plate. Green Jackets get a base hit, but send up the minimum. We'll head to the second, no score here at SRP Park.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Top of the third, no score. Green Jackets and Fireflies here at SRP Park. It'll be 8-9-1. Dunhurst, Usher, and Ramirez set to bat this half inning. Neither side has scored a run, only one base hit, and that was Acton, who got picked off of first the last time up. Dunhurst cranks the first pitch foul and is down in the count 0-1. The lefty had a great week at the plate last week. A homer, drove in two, and went 4-for-10. 0-1, just inside, not by much, and it's 1-1. A little bit of wind picking up here, blowing out towards right center, but not a huge factor as of now. 1-1 pitch, slipped, taken high. And the 2-1. Up and away. Only base runner so far today for the Fireflies was on a leadoff walk by Gene Ramirez in the first. Vargas retired 6 straight after that. The 3-1 pitch fouled off and the count will run full. Dunhurst was a big part of Ole Miss and that NCAA championship, and he'll ground this one to second. Exposito fires to first for the out. played with, amongst others that we've seen this year. Tim Elko, who still leads the Carolina League in home runs, despite having been in high A since early June. He hit 17 home runs in about 40 games, which is pretty remarkable. Anyways, neither here nor there. It'll bring up the nine-man Levi Usher. Usher out of Louisville will take a pitch downstairs for a ball. The slender left-hander hitting 151 with two homers and 15 driven in. His first homer of the year came at this ballpark back in late April. 1-0. Fastball at the knees for a strike. Usher, the ACC Defensive Player of the Year back in 2022. That still acclimating here, the 1-1. Sliced foul. Against Augusta in particular, he has found struggles at the plate. 2-for-26 with 14 strikeouts in 8 games against the Green Jackets. 1-2 on Usher. And the pitch is downstairs at the back foot. Columbia is far and away the worst hitting team in the league, and it's not particularly close. Their team OPS is 45 points lower than the next closest, and the 2-2 is fouled off here by Usher. A 620 OPS as a team. The Green Jackets, whose batting average is only 10 points higher, their OPS is almost 100 points clear. So hitting has been a struggle. Putting the ball in play, often a struggle. The 2-2 is again fought foul. And it was on display last week when the Fireflies were outscored 38-18 in 6 games, averaging 3 runs a game, obviously, over those 6 games when they went 1-5. 2-2. Taken just outside for a ball, and the count will go full. Leadoff man on deck. The 3-2 pitch. Taken inside for a ball, just barely, and a great plate appearance there from Usher. Will break a string of 7 straight men retired. Usher's got plenty of speed.
Left fielder, number 0, Gene Ramirez.
So now Gene Ramirez, who walked to begin the game. Lefty at the plate, first pitch. Taken for a strike. Ramirez, we've noted this before. We've seen him now for 16 games this year, but Ramirez steps forward while swinging in the sort of Ichiro style. He likes to really get out of the box while swinging the bat. Pick off to first, tagged by Delaunay, not in time. Columbia likes to run. They do it a lot. They do it to mixed results. And Augusta has been pretty efficient at throwing him out this year. 1-1 downstairs. No score, 1-on, 1-out in the top of the third. This pitch swung on and missed, and that breaks the ankles of Ramirez, who tumbles over into the opposing batter's box, drawing some oohs and ahs. Got to get Vargas the ankle breaker badge next time he boots up 2K. 1-2. Usher on first, a sizable lead. He looks like he's running here. And he'll stay put. The pitch swung on and missed. Got him on the exact same location. This time he stayed upright, but the result was that another swinging strike. Fourth strikeout of the day for Vargas, and now two away.
Catcher number 12, Omar Hernandez.
1-on, 2 outs. Omar Hernandez, the next to the dish. He flew out to center on the only pitch he saw back in the first. Hernandez first played for the Fireflies in 2021. He was 20 years of age then. Now he's 22. Again, Usher a sizable lead with the righty at the plate now. First pitch, slider for a strike. Hernandez shakes his head no. Borderline call there on the paint. Oh, one. Fastball popped up out of play behind our heads and over towards the parking lot. Only 37 pitches for Vargas so far through 2 2/3. The pitch here grounded to short. Tavi is there. Plenty of time. His throw across the diamond's a soft one, but Guillaume picks it out of the dirt for the out. One walk, one left as Vargas through three very clean innings. Augusta as a team has not surrendered a hit. Now in the last 10 frames. We'll take a break. Bottom three when we come back.
The late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Bottom of the third, getting underway here with a lefty, Jose Delaunay. Into the box, Hernandez on the mound will deliver a first pitch off speed for a strike. No score in the bottom of inning number three. Augusta with the only base hit so far in this one. 0-1, fastball grounded over towards second. Fielded on a couple of bounces by Rodriguez. It took an uncomfortable hop, but he'll throw to first for the out, one away. 7-8-9, Delaunay, Clarno, and Collins due up this half inning. Clarno, the next to the plate. No one on, one out for the right-hand-hitting catcher Nick Clarno, who homered in his last home game. Up to four long balls on the year. He's driven in 16. Ben Hernandez on the mound. Omar Hernandez behind the plate. The pitch is taken in the dirt by Clarno. 1-for-11 last week. The one was a solo home run. He had homers on the previous Sunday and then Tuesday, so homers on back-to-back games. And he'll take a strike here, 1-1. Ben Hernandez on the mound gave up a lot of hits to lefties so far in this young season. 1-1. Caught on and missed. It's 1-2. And indeed, the only hit he surrendered tonight was to the lefty Cody Acton, with another lefty on deck right now in the form of Tyler Collins. The 1-2, tipped into the mitt, strike three. Third strike out of the day for Hernandez. And now quickly two away in the inning for Tyler Collins. The lefty Collins, 207, no homers. He's driven in 34. Had a important hit last week that drove in the tying and go-ahead runs and the massive comeback on Thursday night. Augusta was down 8-0. They won 15-8, and Collins just broke his bat. He's got to go get a new twig. Bryson Worrell finding one for him on the bottom of the dugout steps. Collins went 4-for-12 last week. He also walked three times, was caught stealing. The 0-1, he squares the bunt and pushes one down to the left side. Hernandez, the pitcher, charges. His throw is not in time. It skips over towards the bullpen, and Collins will take second standing up. A beauty of a bunt will be the second hit of the day for the Green Jackets, and then a throwing error by the pitcher will send Collins to second. That is, and not making this up, that is the first successful bunt hit this season for the Green Jackets, and it comes in game 96. They've had, I believe, one sacrifice bunt this year, but that is the first bunt hit of the season, as far as I can recall. So Collins now on second with two away. Tavares at the plate, and he'll whiff at the first pitch. It is 0-1. They do indeed give it as a single for Collins with an E1, a throwing error on the pitcher. The first man to reach scoring position today for either team comes with two away in the bottom of the third. 0-1. Downstairs for a ball. No score, man on second, two away. Collins a big lead in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Tavares saw a pitch he liked there and just couldn't make contact. Outfield up the middle. A lot of space between the shortstop and third baseman on the left side of the infield. The 1-2. Caught on a missed slider, got him down and away. And Tavares strikes out for the second time. Green Jackets get a bunt single and get him to second on a throwing error, but strand him there. And through three, there's no score here at SRP Park. Back in a moment with the fourth, Vargas to the mound.
Duct tape, dogs, the sun coming up. All pretty dependable, just like WOW Internet. Not only do we have a fiber-rich network, no contracts, and easy self-install kits, but also with 99.9% reliability, the connection is as dependable as it gets. That's good internet. Get internet 1 gig for just $59.99 per month at WOWWay.com. Plus get a free modem for a year and $200 on us. Network reliability based on average HFC availability 2022. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price-lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
We're back here in the top of the fourth. No score. Vargas on the mound. Austin Charles at the dish. First pitch at the top of the fourth is taken down and away for a ball. 3-4 and 5. Charles, Squires, and Vasquez due up. Charles fanned in inning number one, the 1-0. Fastball for a strike. Charles thinks it's low. It was not, according to our electronic strike zone. 1-1 the count. Infield back, outfield deep as well. The pitch is popped foul out of play. And now 1-2. The pitch grounded to short. Tavares fields on three hops, gathers and sidearms to first for the out. Tavares has a way of making routine plays look pretty languid and smooth out in the field. It's a big reason why he was signed back when the Braves' international signing penalty expired. He's got a great arm, one of the best infield arms, if not the best infield arm in the entire system. Squire steps in and takes a ball. He grounded out to first. No score, no runs, no hits for the Fireflies so far. The 1-0. Squires pushes a bunt foul down the left field line and into the seats. The Green Jackets tossed a combined no-hitter on Sunday in the second game of the doubleheader. Landon Harper went an inning and two-thirds to close it out. Seth Keller went 5 1/3 to begin it. And now Vargas, 3 1/3 here without allowing a hit. He has walked two and he misses outside here. It's 2-1. Last week, the River Dogs had assistant general manager and part owner Bill Murray in the house. 2-1 pitch here in for a strike on Squires. It's 2-2. No such celebrities at SRP Park this evening, unless you consider Rick Osmond, the mayor of Aiken, running for re-election, who's in a suite a couple seats down to our right. The 2-2. Take in at the knees, check to swing, and held up. The count will go full. They appeal, and no dice. Not quite Bill Murray, but we'll take it. 3-2 on Squires. Vargas delivers. It is lined towards right field, sinking fast and in for a base hit. And there goes the 10 1/3 inning hitless streak for the Augusta pitching staff. But it had to happen eventually. You figure the odds of a second straight no-hitter were low enough that it was worth mentioning on air, even with respect to jinxes and streaks and superstitions and the like. So Squires aboard. One on, one out for Daniel Vasquez, who struck out looking in the second. First pitch, line to center. Collins hardly has to move. He'll move about one step to his left to make the catch for out number two. Sun beginning to set a little bit earlier. Not noticeably earlier just yet, but certainly slightly earlier than it was in the last homestand. Sunset now at 8:30. Last homestand it was at 8:52. And it's getting that golden hour glow just slightly earlier. It's like Yogi Berra once said, man, it sure gets late early out here. First pitch here is in for a strike. Lisandro Rodriguez grounded out to the pitcher his first time up. Squires on first base has been a base-stealing threat this year. A lot of limbs dangling off that bag. Lefty at the plate, not a bad time to run. The 0-1, line down the left field line, slicing over towards the Bud Bar, out of play.
All right, let's cheer for that strikeout. We won here.
The Bud Bar, that is the Budweiser Bar, the big red wall down the left field line. So 0-2 here on Rodriguez. Vargas trying to get through a fourth clean inning here. No score. And Augusta will have 2, 3, and 4 due up in the bottom of the frame. These two teams came into today tied at 14-16 here in the second half. A pivotal series for positioning. 0-2. Line towards third base. Acton Leach can't get there. It goes over his glove, and it's fielded by the left fielder Casanova instead. So a two-strike single for Rodriguez, pushes Squires to second, and now two on and two outs for Ryer Layton.
Right fielder number 3, Roger Layton.
So two on, two away, the righty Layton at the plate. 1 for his last 18, 0 for his last 11 with 6 strikeouts, and treading dangerously close to the Mendoza line, down to 214. I've been in the 240s for much of this year. Righty on righty matchup. The pitch is lined to right. Worrell goes back towards the track. Now angles to his left, has room, and makes the catch. Side retired. That'll do it for the top of the fourth. No score. Augusta with the heart of the order to the plate when we come back to the bottom of the frame. No score here in North Augusta.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
For their new contest, Miracle Shots. One contestant will have three chances to hit a moving target with the opportunity to win $5.
Bottom of the fourth here at SRP Park. No score. Green Jackets and Fireflies. Both teams left a man at second in their last chip to the plate. Each team with two hits and nothing more. Braves taking on the Angels tonight in Atlanta. Yesterday took a tough loss at the hands of the Angels. The Braves are so clearly ahead in the NL East that they're really just playing 500 ball the rest of the way to allow them to coast into a first place finish. Bryson Worrell in, he'll take a strike to begin his account. He popped out to the second baseman back in inning number one. Going lefty on righty, the 0-1 line foul down the left field line. Worrell wearing white batting gloves. He has a beautiful kind of mahogany bat. I don't know what the exact color is. It's like a dark red. I think mahogany is the right term. Got to find a carpenter somewhere or something, but it's a lovely color. Former ECU Pirate. 0-2 outside for a ball. Last week, Worrell went 5 for 21, so just a tick below 250. Walked four times, had two doubles. Bitten by the strikeout bug a bit, the 1-2, taken high. He fanned nine times, but delivered in the clutch. It was his double that began the big ninth inning, the nine-run ninth inning last Thursday, the biggest inning in terms of hits and runs this year. 2-2, breaking ball up and away. Four strikeouts so far tonight for Ben Hernandez on the mound. He did not strike out a single batter in his last outing, which he went five innings. 3-2. Outside, ball four. And that will put the leadoff man aboard for the first time today for Augusta. And Bryson Worrell, meanwhile, has been more or less unstoppable on the base paths. He's stolen eight in a row without being caught. He's stolen 16 of 17 bases on which he has attempted this year. So he tosses off the wrist guard here and going without a sliding glove right now as well. Exposito at the plate. The pitch is taken for a strike. Maybe a little down. Worrell, good speed on first. Exposito lined out to Squires at first, his first time up. The 0-1 scoots him out of the way with a back foot breaking ball. Lights are on and hardly noticeable here on a gorgeous, gorgeous Tuesday evening. Maybe the best weather game we've had all year. Pickoff to first, back in sliding is Worrell. Hernandez, prior to that pickoff on Acton back in the second, has been susceptible to the stolen base. Every man who has tried to run against him this year has been successful. Worrell goes. The 1-1 taken for a strike. Throw down is not in time. Make it stolen base number 17 of the season for Bryson Worrell. His ninth consecutive without getting caught. And Augusta has a man in scoring position with no one out. The pitch was a strike. It's a 1-2 count. Exposito looking to get something in play to the right side here and push Worrell over to third. The 1-2. Line to right but foul. Or bring him home himself. He does have 42 driven in the season. He has loved tearing up this pitching staff. He drove in five runs against them on the first day of the year. He's got 14 runs batted in against the Fireflies this season. And a chance for another with the speedy Worrell at second base. 1-2. Breaking ball way off the plate, laid off by Exposito. Three of Exposito's six homers as well have come against this pitching staff. And the 2-2, line towards the shortstop. It's caught. The throw back to second, not in time, as Worrell was alert to it. Two hard-hit lineouts for Exposito, who is feeling the wrath of the BABIP gods right now. The batting average on ball is in play. Lineout is short for Expo after he scalded one to first back in the first inning. So a man on second now with one away for Celedonia. Both teams scoreless so far here in the bottom of inning number four. Celedonio grounded out to short on a 3-2 pitch to begin the second, and he'll take a strike at the knees to begin his AB here. Bryson Worrell, 17 stolen bases. He's been caught one time, and the one time he was caught, he was actually safe, and they made a bad call. That was back in Myrtle Beach in May. 0-1 inside. It's only notable, and you only bring it up just because it's the only time he's been caught this year, and it was a bang-bang play, and not an egregious error by any means. Guys have long memories, though. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Big looping slider. Celedonio, and then Acton is the next man up. Each team with a pair of hits. Neither team has scored just yet. 1-2. Breaking ball, called strike three, and he knew it. Celedonio was sitting fastball and could not pull the trigger. So it's been at least a strikeout in every inning for Ben Hernandez on the mound. He's got five now in total. And now two away for Corey Acton. Acton singled his last time up. Ended up getting picked off of first. A single here would do the trick with Worrell's speed. The first pitch to him is grounded up the middle. Second baseman is there. Rodriguez throws to first. Side retired. Another man left in scoring position. Neither team has got a runner to third. And we're through four innings in this game without a run. Top of the fifth when we come back. Vargas cruising through this Fireflies lineup.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Top of the fifth, this game has, like the month of July, flown by. We're here on August 1st. It's a new month. Augusta went 11-12 in the month of July. Hayden Dunhurst will lead it off. First pitch to him. Big swing and a miss. Each team has left a man on second base in now three straight half innings. Dunhurst grounded out to second in his first AB. He'll take a ball low here. Elsewhere around the Braves organization, Jaime Rome in Greenville taking on the drive, the 1-1 downstairs for a ball. The Greenville drive, the affiliate of the Red Sox. Ian Mejia gets the start for Rome today, and they are up 2-1 that game in the fourth. The 2-1 here is driven towards left center field and deep. Collins heads to the track and will make the catch on a run about 5 feet away from the wall. drilled off the bat at 380 feet and 100 miles an hour off the lumber, but not far enough. We're allowed out number one. One away, Levi Usher, who walked in the third, is the next man up as the pitcher Vargas sheds that ball and asks for something else. Just 56 pitches through 4 1/3 for Luis Vargas on the mound. Going ready on lefty here. The pitch is caught on and missed. Usher worked a nice 3-2 count his last time up before drawing that free pass on a pitch that was a little outside. The 0-1 taken for a ball. Even when you're scuffling at the plate, putting together good at-bats, competitive ABs is so important, and he did that his first time through. 1-1, curveball slipped out of the hand, and it's outside. Two and one the count. The pitch is driven towards center field again. Collins, with plenty of space, heads a bit towards the track and will make the catch for out number two. Center fielder to center fielder, as Usher flies out to Collins. And that'll bring up Gene Ramirez, who steps up with no one on and two away. Ramirez a walk and a strikeout.
Left fielder number zero, Gene Ramirez.
Elsewhere in the Braves organization, Indianapolis up 2-0 on Gwinnett. In the greater Atlanta area this evening, Sam Hilliard rehabbing with the AAA club. It was a big swing and a miss here from Ramirez, puts him down 0-1. Jared Schuster has given up 6 hits and 2 runs so far for the Stripers. 0-1 downstairs for a ball. Montgomery and Mississippi, playing in Pearl, are tied up at zero. That game in the bottom of the second. One-one, chopped foul. In the Florida Complex League earlier today, the Braves beat the Red Sox Complex affiliate by a score of 10-5. 1-2 here, the count on Ramirez. Vargas, mighty composed on the mound. Third baseman in on the grass in the 1-2. Grounded foul yet again. Tried to get him on that front door breaking ball that's fooled a couple tonight. It's what he struck him out with his last time up. Both sides with 0 runs, both sides with a pair of hits so far. Augusta with Casanova, Delaney, and Clarno in the bottom of the inning. The 1-2. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three, side retired. Fifth strikeout for Vargas. He gets him 1-2-3, and we'll head to the bottom of the fifth. It is a 0-0 ball game. Back in a flash here from North Augusta.
Wow, internet, TV, and phone, would like to thank all of our first responders for always answering the call. And wow, they love first responders. And right now, Wow is offering its customers 1 gig internet for $50 a month. A great deal for everybody, especially first responders who need a super reliable connection. Contact Wow, internet, TV, and phone today for service. Our featured item. Here we go. This week's Hot Pro Shop feature item is the Skyline Trucker Hat. You can look your best in this hat and you'll be styling wherever you go with the hat on. Stop by the Hot Pro Shop for the Skyline Trucker Hat or order one online at thehotproshop.com. Let's hear it, fans. You know this one. Left fielder number 14, our Popeyes RBI batter of the game, Jair.
Back here in the bottom of the fifth, Jair Casanova in the box takes a ball to make it 1-0, and the pitch is down in the zone again, so it's a 2-0 count. No score, only four combined hits between the two teams as a ball comes loose from the stands down the left field line. The 2-0. High for a ball. Casanova riding a seven-game on-base streak, struck out to end the second. A 3-0 count here. He can look for something he likes. And the pitch is just in there for a strike on the bottom outside part of the plate. Three-one. That misses down and away. So Casanova extends that on-base streak to eight games. He is responsible for the longest on-base streak for Augusta this season. He reached an 18 straight games over the course of more than a month, from late April to late May. And now Jose Delonay, who had an eight-game on-base streak snapped in the series opener last week in Charleston. Going lefty on ready. First pitch is taken downstairs. He thought about it, and you can see those fast twitch muscles there. As the decision to swing or not to swing is so hard, and it has to be made so quickly. Two-step lead for Casanova on first. The 1-0 taken way outside. So after a strike-heavy first four innings, we've seen a little bit more errant deliveries from Hernandez this time around. And the 2-0 pitch tipped into the mitt. Prior to this inning, Hernandez, 55 pitches, had thrown 38 strikes. The 2-1, outside and high, 3-1. The Green Jackets, from a bullpen perspective, are three men light right now. Augusta came into this series carrying 28 men on their roster, and Ronaldo Alessandro was promoted to High A Rome before today's game. Pickoff throw to first, no real intent to run from Casanova. Augusta had lost Tyree Thompson to High A Rome last week as well before the series. They were already two below the maximum 30 men on the roster, or 30 active players, that is. 3-1 pitch, line towards right field and foul. It just slices down the line. Delaney has done a great job of using the whole field. His first couple of hits all came to the right center field alley and then managed to sneak some ground balls through the left side of the infield as well. Hitting 286 after that first inning groundout. With Casanova on first here, pickoff throw and nothing doing. The count 3-2, Casanova takes his lead. Braves were quiet today. The 3-2 pitch is driven to left. It's deep, but not deep enough as Ramirez comes in to make the catch. It looked like it had good carry off the bat, but it died and just a bit too high. And there is out number one.
Number 46, Nick Parnas.
It was the trade deadline today. It has mercifully passed. Braves did not make any major moves over the course of the week. They did pick up Brad Hand in exchange for Tanner Gordon. They added some pitching depth as the first pitch to Klarno's fouled off. It's 0-1. Klarno struck out swinging back in the third. Green Jackets have a man on first and one away. Neither team has scored yet in this one. The 0-1 pitch in the dirt, blocked well by the catcher Hernandez, but Casanova was back towards the ball, towards the base rather. It was a relatively quiet trade deadline, all things considered. Pickoff throw again, not in time. Big moves. The Cardinals traded Jack Flaherty to the Orioles for Cesar Prieto, Drew Rahm, and Zach Showalter. Augustus saw Zach Showalter earlier this year. Caught on and missed. It's 0-1-2. Actually, it was the debut for Showalter in an Orioles affiliate jersey. 1-2 here on Clarno. Casanova off the bag at first. The pitch is swung on and missed. Fastball got him up and away. And there are two away now in the bottom of the fifth. But the Braves don't have all that many holes to address, it can be said, and as such, they were not terribly active in the trade market, despite what some fans wanted. Tyler Collins is the next man up. First pitch taken outside for a ball. Collins had a beautiful bunt single his first time up and then took second on Hernandez's throwing error, the pitcher Hernandez. The Hernandez battery has been great so far. Ben to Omar. 1-0. Slice foul into the netting down the third base line. The Royals were active today, the parent club of the Fireflies. They traded away Ryan Yarbrough, Scott Barlow, a couple of bullpen arms. As this pitch is shot towards the alley in left center field, but the left fielder Ramirez is there to make the catch. It was hit hard, but it tailed towards the left fielder, and the side is retired. We're through five scoreless innings here at SRP Park. The Green Jackets and Fireflies all squared zeros.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Top of the sixth, Vargas back out to the mound for Augusta, and why not? Each team with a pair of hits. Vargas so far has been efficient and also very confident. 67 pitches through five innings. He has given up two hits, walked two, and struck out five, almost a mirror line for Ben Hernandez. Through five innings, he's given up two hits, walked two, but with six strikeouts to Vargas's five so far. This half inning, it'll be 2, 3, and 4. Omar Hernandez, Austin Charles, and Brett Squires set to bat. Augusta knotted up at zeros here as Nick Clarno fires down to EJ Exposito. Taking a look around the Carolina League right now. Every team in action, some teams in action twice. Earlier today, Carolina beat Fayetteville in a resumption of a game that began 3 weeks ago. They won that one 4-3, and Fayetteville is up 2-1 right now in the second game. First pitch is taken outside for a ball as Hernandez showed bunt. Hernandez, like so many others, 0-2 this afternoon or evening. And the 1-0 pitch popped up. Left side, Tavares tracking it in towards the outfield. Collins, the left fielder, also there, and Casanova will make the catch. Casanova came sprinting in so fast. Casanova in left, Collins in center, and Worrell in right. So Hernandez now 0-3, Austin Charles 0-2, a strikeout and a ground out. He's got plenty of pop in his bat, and the first pitch to him is grounded to short again. Fielded by Tavares. Crow hops, throw to first, and out number two. Well, the last thing you want to do when you've allowed a pitcher to get through five innings on about 65 pitches is swing at the first three pitches of the frame, and after a bunt that was taken back. It's been a flyout and a ground out, and quickly two away here in the top of the sixth. Vargas on cruise control. The same can be said for his counterpart, the Illinois man, Hernandez. First pitch to Squires, misses just low for a ball. Squires singled as part of a two-hit fourth. The only two hits in the ballgame. And the 1-0 pitch to him is sliced foul and out of play on the left field line. Squires signed out of Oklahoma. The Royals, like many other major league teams, have a big epicenter of their scouting network near their home field. And this one's grounded to third, so more on that in a minute as the UGA man Acton throws to first. Speaking of men drafted and signed from the nearby college to their big league affiliate. Well, that was quick. A six-pitch inning, and we go to the bottom of the sixth. Still zeros everywhere on the scoreboard here in North Augusta. Green Jackets to the plate when we come back.
Duct tape, dogs, the sun coming up. All pretty dependable, just like WOW Internet. Not only do we have a fiber-rich network, no contracts and easy self-install kits, but also with 99.9% reliability, the connection is as dependable as it gets. That's good internet. Get internet 1 gig for just $59.99 per month at WOWWay.com. Plus get a free modem for a year and $200 on us. Network reliability based on average HFC availability 2022. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Bottom of the sixth, no score. This game is flying by. Green Jackets up to the plate with the top of the order. Tavares, Worrell, and Exposito, the three set to bat here against Hernandez. Hernandez is out to the mound here with a man up and warming in the bullpen. Ben Sears, who has been dominant this year, is the man up and loosening. Tavares at the plate, and he'll line the first pitch towards left center field, but the center fielder Usher is right there for the out. So one away quickly for Bryson Worrell. Each team swinging early to limited results so far, safe to say. Bryson Worrell, who walked in the fourth, is the next man up. He walked, stole second, and was stranded there despite reaching second base with no one out. Again, batting lefty. First pitch to him is outside for a ball. It is Sears, the Rhode Island native and Houston product, up and loosening in the pen. 1-0, up and in. The nice thing about seeing this team so many times is that you begin to remember players and remember stories. By the time you've seen a player five or six times, 2-0, down and away, down and in rather, 3-0, it begins to become second nature, and it becomes a lot easier to think, okay, yeah, there is Ben Sears. He had a great season with Houston in the AAC, etc., etc. 3-0, outside, a four-pitch walk to Worrell, who is aboard for the second time, the first Augusta man to reach twice today. We'll see how long it takes for John Habien to come out and visit the mound. You also begin to remember the coaches, the pitching coaches, hitting coaches, managers, their whole storyline as well. Speaking of storylines, Green Jackets manager Cody Gabella off this week. EJ Exposito to the plate, and he'll take one outside and low here. Five straight misses from Hernandez on the mound, who had been very confident, his best outing by far of the year since being reinstated from the IL. Worrell again twitchy at first base. The 1-0 driven to right center field off the end of the bat, going towards the track is Layton, and he will make the catch as that ball dies in the humidity for a long out number two. Neither team can buy an extra base hit right now. They can't even find the alley between these two teams. It's been infield singles and looping line drives galore this afternoon. Exposito flies out, and that will bring up Celedonio. Sears is ready and waiting in the pen. Celedonio, 0 for 2 with a strikeout. The pitch is caught on and missed. 84th pitch of the day for Hernandez, who has missed the zone a lot more in the last two innings, but has also been able to get outs, only 50 strikes. Pickoff throw to first. He did pick off Corey Acton earlier today as well. Green Jackets with two hits in this one and three walks. On the other side, it has been two hits and two walks. Again, very evenly played game so far. 0-1, swing and a miss. It's like looking into a scoreless mirror. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's got the most strikeouts of them all? 0-2 on Celedonio. We'll see if he goes back to the slider here with Worrell extending his lead at first. No score in the bottom of the sixth. The pitch taken down and away. Went to the fastball that time. Acton on deck, 1-2. Worrell goes. The pitch is driven towards the third baseman. Funky spin. Charles fields it on a hop, and his throw to first is in time, as that ball spun right into his glove. We're through six without a score. 0-0 as we head to the top of the seventh. Both pitchers with quality starts in this series opener. Fireflies to the plate when we come back. 0-0 on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Duct tape, dogs, the sun coming up. All pretty dependable, just like WOW Internet. Not only do we have a fiber-rich network, no contracts and easy self-install kits, but also with 99.9% reliability, the connection is as dependable as it gets. That's good internet. Get internet 1 gig for just $59.99 per month at WOWWay.com. Plus get a free modem for a year and $200 on us. Network reliability based on average HFC availability 2022. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms and fees apply.
With WOW Business, you get 24/7 U.S.-based support, 99.9% network reliability, and up to 1 gig speeds.
Get up to 30 megabytes of business internet for just $30 a month, plus free installation, a price lock guarantee, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee.
Partner with WOW Business. Visit switchtowowbusiness.com. 99.9% network reliability based on average HFC availability. October through December 2022. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement subject to change. Price does not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
Tickets are on sale now at greenjacketsbaseball.com.
Well, we're through six innings in an hour and 15 minutes with no score and four hits split evenly between the two teams. Luis Vargas back out to the mound. He has gone 5 2/3 or longer now in each of his three first starts of the season with the Green Jackets. You think Hernandez probably done for the night on the other side with 87 pitches. Meanwhile, Vargas so far 73 pitches through six full innings, so he's got probably another couple of batters, maybe another full inning here. Daniel Vasquez to the plate. He takes a curveball up and in to begin the top of the seventh. Vasquez 0-2. Rodriguez is 1-2 on deck, and Leighton 0-2 in the hole this half inning. Ready on righty is the duel right now, the 1-0. Another breaking ball just high. Not a whole lot of action on the base paths tonight for either team. 2-0, caught on and miss. He swung at ball three there. Fastball up and inside. Got him to chase. Vargas, five strikeouts so far through six full innings. The 2-1. Tipped into the mitt. It's 2-2 again. High cheddar, and Vasquez couldn't lay off it. Infield and outfield both straight away, both active here with no one on base. Middle of the order at the plate. And a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Fastball powered it right past him, and he couldn't catch up to the A train at 92. Second strikeout of the day for Vasquez, sixth in the game for Vargas. a new season high. Last year, Vargas did strike out 10 in a game. That was against Charleston back in the middle of the summer. He's got a lefty here, Rodriguez at the plate. First pitch to him inside and low. It nearly got him in the shin, and he takes a nice jog all the way towards the Augusta dugout to get out of the way of it. Great work by the PA system there, queuing up the run forced run sound cue. You've got to be on your toes at all time, no matter what role you're operating in the ballpark. 1-0 inside and low. Sears in the bullpen on the other side is warming up lightly. He got ready and loose the last half inning, and he'll get his eight tosses to begin the bottom of the seventh. 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed. There is an arm that is beginning to throw in the bullpen for the Green Jackets. It looks like Chad Bryant. Either Chad Bryant or Starlin Rodriguez, perhaps. 2-1 on the outside edge. 2-2. It is really hard to see through the netting all the way down there. It is a Starlin Rodriguez, actually. I see the number 5, and Chad Bryant protecting him in the bullpen. Rodriguez at the dish, the 22nd ranked prospect in this organization. 2-2 count with no one on and one away. The pitch is in the dirt, blocked on a slide by Clarno, and it's a full count. It is not the greatest of farm systems for the Royals. 3-2 is grounded foul down the first base line over towards the bullpen. They've had some major misses when it comes to high draft picks, in particular the likes of Asa Lacy, who was the 4th overall pick in 2020, who has a lifetime ERA in the 7s in the mid and high minors. But they're building it up as best as they can. 3-2 pitch, grounded to first again, but foul. Scooped up by one of the pitchers. It looks like a lefty, maybe Chaz Martinez. No, it's a different lefty standing guard. Still a 3-2 count. The pitch fouled off. Good at bat here from Rodriguez. Other top prospects have had some struggles this year. Gavin Cross, who was tremendous last season for these Fireflies, hitting just .211 with an OPS south of 700 in Quad Cities. The 3-2, again fought foul. Great at bat here. That one pops up, and it's going to come down to the front row. But others like Ben Caderna, Frank Mazzucato, we've seen this year, and they've done really well. Yet another foul ball here from Rodriguez. The 10th pitch of the at bat upcoming. They also have some good talent floating in AAA and the likes of Samad Taylor, Tyler Gentry as well. The 3-2. Fouled off, and it'll roll down the first base line yet again. It looked like it hit the batter there, and they said it might have gone off home plate instead, so it'll be an 11-pitch AB. Austin Charles, meanwhile, has slotted in at the 17 ranking. A note on Samad Taylor, by the way, a sort of career utility man in the Blue Jays system and now the Royals system. His first major league hit was a walk-off for the Royals. 3-2. Popped up, foul, and it's going to make the seats, although Clarno gives it a look, and it lands right off an empty chair and bounces off another row of seats. Samad Taylor actually just recalled to the Major League club this week. Had a chance to work with him back when I was in AA New Hampshire in the Blue Jays organization when he hit over 300 and ended up traded in the deal that sent Max Castillo as well to the Royals organization. Still 3-2. The pitch high and wide all the way to the backstop, and after a dozen pitches, Rodriguez will work his way aboard. That is a tremendous team AB from Lisandro Rodriguez, and that is going to do it for Vargas after that lengthy at-bat. Starlin Rodriguez is going to come in and replace him with one on and one out. 6 1/3 innings, a quality start assured for Vargas, who was terrific today. We'll have his numbers with the man on first, his responsibility, when we come back as Starlin Rodriguez enters with one away in the top of the 7th here in North Augusta.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. suite with over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
91 pitches later, the night is over for Luis Vargas. It's the longest outing in terms of number of pitches for a Green Jackets starter this season, or reliever, but obviously it's more of a question for starters. He's replaced by righty Starlin Rodriguez, who is righting the ship bit by bit. Enters today with a record of 1-2, a 7.08 ERA. He has had some struggles in June and early July. Last time out, went a clean inning at Charleston. No walks, no hits, no runs, no errors. Man on first, one away. And he has Royer Leighton at the plate. Leighton flew out to deep right center field his last time up. And he'll take a breaking ball outside and low for a ball here. The final line for Vargas, although he is responsible for the man on first. 6 1/3. He allows 2 hits, walks 3, strikes out 6. Halves his ERA here in his third outing. The 1-0 tipped foul. And it's 1-1. Rodriguez on first. He has reached twice. A single and a walk for him. It's been a very empty and lonely trip around the bases so far today. Both sides with just the 2 hits here in the top of the seventh. It goes without saying. Both teams scoreless. Rodriguez twitchy at first. Pickoff comes over, not in time. Rodriguez just gives up hits. Unfortunately, his batting average against is pushing 350 right now. Started off hot and then cooled down significantly. The 1-1 fouled off. Ben Sears, the pitcher warming up in the bullpen since the bottom of the sixth inning for the Fireflies, has been having to keep himself warm. You typically throw about one pitch for every two or three that the opposing pitcher throws, but you run the risk when you warm a guy up and don't bring him in of tiring out the arm a little bit, but that remains to be seen. The 1-2 downstairs, Leighton lays off. Royer Leighton out of Nicaragua, one of a couple of Nicaraguan players we've seen this year, along with Vallecillo of Carolina. There just aren't that many Nicaraguans in minor league baseball. But it's a growing sport in the nation, without a doubt. 2-2, taken high. Jonathan Loaiza, the biggest name Nicaraguan pitcher or player in Major League Baseball, has just begun his rehab from Tommy John last year. He's down with the Tampa Tarpons in the Florida State League for the Yankees. A full count here with a man on first. We'll see if they run him. They do not. It is nubbed off the plate and foul. It's been a fascinating game, albeit one that has lacked a lot of excitement. We're only an hour and 20 minutes in, and we're into the latter third of the game, in theory. But it's been so fast-paced that it hasn't felt like a scoreless game. Runner goes, the pitch swung on and missed. Klarno's throw down is in time. They got him. Strike him out, throw him out. Rodriguez gets the swinging strikeout from Leighton. And the other Rodriguez caught going first to second by Nick Klarno. Augusta will face the minimum in the top of the seventh. And it's stretch time here with no score on the board. Back in a flash. We'll keep it here for the stretch here on the Green Jackets Radio Network. from Leighton.
North Augusta Chiropractic offers an affordable, stress-free approach to treating back pain, neck pain, headaches, and car accident injuries. For more information, please contact 803-599-5902 or visit their website at www.northaugustachiropractic.com. Fans, don't forget, you can purchase your launch balls with a chance to win some great prizes, plus a chance for a $100 power.
Six and a half innings in the book, zeros on the board. As we are here in the bottom of the seventh, Green Jackets will be facing a different arm this half inning, as we've seen over the past couple of frames. Ben Sears, the man who was warming up in the bullpen, finally in. He's got the lefty Cody Acton to lead it off. Acton will line the first pitch foul, as that's how we get underway here in the bottom of the seventh. No score. Acton 1-for-2, one of Augusta's two hits. Each team with just two hits so far. Lefty on ready. Sears 6-5, the 0-1 pitch. Line again, out of play on the left field line. Some terrific numbers for Sears this year out of Providence, Rhode Island. Pitched at the University of Houston for the Cougars. 3-1, a 2.94 ERA. This is his 26th outing of the year, and a whip of just about one even. The 0-2, outside and high. Nice frame job by Hernandez to try and get the call, but no dice. Most impressive for Sears is that he just pounds the zone. 52 strikeouts and 8 walks allowed. 1-2, outside. Doesn't give up hard contact all that often. He's only given up 22 runs in his 52 innings of work coming into today. And it is impossible to steal on him as well. 25% have been thrown out. And Acton lines the first pitch on that 2-2 count to left field. And he has a 2-2 game, or rather a two-hit game, excuse me. Too many numbers, but Acton is aboard. Acton on some kind of heater right now. 12 for his last 22. And a leadoff single for the Green Jackets for Jair Casanova, who walked his last time up. I mean, the great numbers for Sears continue. He's inherited 21 runners this year, and only 6 of them have scored. Didn't inherit any, though, this time, as Casanova flies the first pitch shallow on the right field line towards foul ground. Leighton giving it a chase. It will land off the mound in the bullpen. Acton on first, does have good speed. You wonder if Augusta could try to manufacture him across the plate, get him over to second with a stolen base, and then look to play some small ball, something that the Fireflies do extraordinarily well. Oh, and one on Casanova, hitting 201. The pitch, grounded over towards short. Backhanded by the shortstop, Vasquez. His long throw across the diamond to first is in time. He went the long way for the only out, and wisely so. Acton into second, so functionally the same result as a bunt for Casanova. He'll go down 6-3, Acton to second. And now Augusta, one away, man on second for Jose Delaunay, who flew out to left field. He's 0-for-2. 4 runs batted in for Delaunay, 2 of which came 2 weeks ago today. The lefty will ground this one towards left field and through for a base hit. Acton has the brakes put on as Delaunay will take third, but the Green Jackets now with men on the corners. A good stop sign there by Frankie Diaz, because Ramirez has a tremendous arm, and it was hit hard enough that it made it difficult to get there.
I just flipped the striking out and throwing that double play.
Catcher number 46, Nick Parno.
So now men on the corners and one away. Nick Clarno at the plate. Delaunay at first and Acton at third. Green Jackets have doubled their hit total so far in the first 3 batters of this half inning. The pitch swung on and missed. Couldn't hold up on a breaker. Anything but the double play or the strikeout here should see the Green Jackets push across the first run of the game. We're all square at 0 in the bottom of the 7th. 0-1 outside. Tried to tempt him. Same pitch there. and he laid off it. Big hole on the right side of the infield. 1-1 pitch. Right down the middle for a strike. 92 right down the zone there from Sears, who with his big frame is imposing to look at out there. Infield at double play depth. Third baseman guarding the line. The 1-2 runner goes. It's in the dirt. The throw down is not going to be in time. Acton will stay put at third. It'll be a stolen base, and the Green Jackets now with two in scoring position. DeLaNay slid in head first. The ball ricocheted off his elbow as the throw from Hernandez not in time.
And that's a Vector Security stolen base. The Green Jackets save even at home thanks to Vector Security.
So now 2-2. Infield in. All the way around. Clarno at the dish. Sears delivers. Tips in and out of the mitt. Clarno will stay alive because Hernandez couldn't keep hold of it. He did drop his mask in the process. One catcher retrieves the mask for the other. Clarno will keep his place in the box. Wind has gone silent here. Flags down in right center field, hanging straight down. Green Jackets looking for the game's first runs. The 2-2. Breaking ball driven down the left field line towards the corner and foul. Missed being a two-run double by a matter of inches. And we'll have to do it all over again. Maybe half a foot from the chalk. And we'll have to reset for another 2-2. That was a hanging breaking ball. We'll see what Sears goes with here. The pitch. Same pitch, but outside, and Clarno lays off it for a ball. Should Clarno work a walk, Tyler Collins is the best bases-loaded hitter in all of single A. The 3-2. Taken, strike three calls. Fastball on the upper inside third, and Clarno goes down on strikes. So now two away, and for what seems like the millionth time this year, it'll be up to Tyler Collins to try and bring home runners. 34 driven in for TC this season, who has excelled with men on base. With men in scoring position this year, he hits 306. All 34 of his runs batted in have come in such situations. In the first pitch, he'll take for a ball. With the bases loaded, obviously, Clarno struck out, did not draw a walk, but he's 7 for 10 with 14 driven in with the bases loaded this year and two walks. It's been remarkable for TC. Rises to the moment. The 1-0 inside. With men at second and third this season, Collins is 2 for 7 with 7 driven in. Got to be a hit here to bring one home, however. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Big breaking ball, and he fans. It's 2-1. Collins, someone whose season has really picked up after the month of April. It was a struggle then, and he is tearing it up now. The 2-1. Grounded towards first, and Squires goes down to a knee. He'll take it to the back himself. Side retired as Augusta got men to second and third and strand them both. We're scoreless as we hit the eighth. Zeros abound. Back in a moment on the Green Jackets Radio Network.
Attention sports fans, burger lovers, and wing connoisseurs. We need you to check out Carolina Ale House on 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway in Augusta. They serve a scratch-made menu from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. every day. With over 45 HGTVs, there's not a bad seat in the house. 40 beers on tap, they can quench anyone's thirst. So if you're into food, sports, and fun, Carolina Ale House, the place to be. Visit us at 203 Robert C. Daniel Jr. Parkway, right off of I-520 and I-20. Ale, yeah!
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Well, a tale as old as time, YMCA, not a tale as old as time, but a song as old as time, YMCA rings out here. No score. It's been a scoreless one through seven full innings. Starlin Rodriguez remains on the mound as he will have 8-9-1, Dunhurst, Usher, and Ramirez here in this half inning. Ready on lefty matchup, first pitch taken outside by just a smidge. Thought that might have gotten the outside corner, and I was wrong. Infield heavily shifted, the maximum that you're allowed to. 1-0. That one will get the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Missed by a few inches the first time, and then recalibrated with his second effort. So far today, a ground out and a fly out for the former Ole Miss Rebel. The 1-1 pitch, same breaking ball, that time just a bit up and away. So three straight off speed. Six hits for the two teams combined. Through seven full. The 2-1. Another breaking ball and a big swing and a miss. Four consecutive curveballs or sliders here from Rodriguez. Rodriguez pitched two-thirds of the seventh. Got to strike him out, throw him out, double play. The 2-2 outside. It'll go full. The final line for Vargas, who heads back to the clubhouse. 6 1/3, two hits. He walks three, strikes out six. No runs, a tremendous outing. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with another curveball. Five off-speed pitches in a six-pitch at-bat. And he gets Dunner's swinging. Two up, two down. Three outs recorded for Rodriguez so far. And that'll bring up Levi Usher. A walk and a flyout for him. Two good at-bats. He made some hard contact his last time up and walked back in the third. 0-1. Down to an even 150. The lefty will take an off-speed pitch for a ball. Braves and Angels knotted up at one. That game in Atlanta. 1-0 in on the outside part of the plate. 1-1. Patrick Sandoval two hitting the Braves right now in the bottom of the fifth. Strider, meanwhile, has stand seven and given up three hits in five innings, as you'd expect. 1-1 pitch taken upstairs. It pops out of Clarno's glove. The 2-1. Line to center and in for a base hit. So Usher is aboard for the second time. Third hit of the day for the visitors. And a speedy base runner now for the top of the lineup.
Left fielder number 0, Gene Ramirez.
It will be Ramirez, the next man up. A great bunter. You wonder if you'd consider bunting here. He is 0-2. Two strikeouts and a walk. Acton, the third baseman, way in. And Usher off of first. Man goes. It's fouled off, and a good thing that it was, because Usher had that bag stolen. With one away, you wonder if the logic might be to try and steal the base and have Ramirez swing away rather than bunt him over. No sliding gloves on the hands of the base runner Usher, being held on by DeLone. Pickoff throw comes over. Keeps him honest. He's back in safely. The other big trade today was Justin Verlander going back to the Astros from the Mets, who recouped two very high-ranking prospects from the Astros, possibly their top two in the organization. 0-1. Fastball a beauty, in for a strike. Ramirez in the box. The lefty down 0-2. No score here in the top of the eighth. It has been quite the pitcher's duel so far. The 0-2 taken just upstairs. Thought about maybe swinging there. It looked like he dropped that shoulder. So the count 1-2. Usher again leading at first. The pitch. line to left. Coming in, Casanova. Plenty of space, and he will make the catch for the out. Tavares also in the vicinity. Casanova there. Tavares lost his hat in the process. Two away.
Catcher number 12, Omar Hernandez.
Well, Augusta now has kept opponents off the scoreboard for 15 consecutive innings. Omar Hernandez to the plate. The pitch is a fastball for a strike at the bottom of the zone. Hernandez throws his arms up exasperated as if he can't believe it. And he will call a timeout. Rodriguez working from the stretch. Usher again leaning off of first. The pitch. Grounded to third. Acton backhands it off his foot, and everyone's going to be safe as Hernandez will reach and push Usher to second. And that will be an infield single. So Usher to second, Hernandez to first. It took a funky bounce and wrong-footed Acton. I'm not sure that he would have had a play even if he'd fielded it cleanly. He would have had to go all the way across the diamond. So now, two men on. And two men out, a man in scoring position for Austin Charles, who has two groundouts to short and a strikeout tonight in this scoreless game. Charles destroyed Augusta back in the last time these two teams met. He hit 350 over the course of the week. He drove in seven, ended up named the league's player of the week. And he will look off and step off the mound. Charles has driven in 17 this year. First pitch to him in the dirt. Spiked up, and Clarno clamped it. Outside and low, Rodriguez missed badly here. Trying to get out of this inning with the score still intact at 0-0. Charles has a massive frame. The player he resembles is Ellie De La Cruz, sort of lanky, tall third baseman. Rodriguez misses in the dirt here, 3-0, and in danger of filling up the bases for Brett Squires. But you also don't want to give Charles something good to hit here because he's got the power to make you pay. A tricky situation for Starlin Rodriguez. He shakes off Nick Clarno here. Should be a green light count. The 3-0 misses downstairs for a ball. Four-pitch walk. And now the bases will be all loaded up with two away for Squires. A pivotal at bat here. Usher heads to third, Hernandez to second, and Charles will take his base. And Wes McGuire, the pitching coach, will come out to the mound. So McGuire out to chat with Rodriguez and Clarno. No arm up and warming in the bullpen for Augusta. They're going to let Rodriguez try to work his way out of this as the home plate umpire Shane Sullivan goes out to break up the chat. Brett Squires at the plate. He singled in the fourth with two ground outs aside of that. Squires, the former OU Sooner, honorable mention all Big 12. Out of Fort Worth, Texas, was an unsigned, rather an undrafted free agent signing. 23 years old. He's on the older side, but has driven in 38 this year. Plenty of pop. First pitch to the lefty is caught on and missed. He is hitless with the bases loaded this year with a pair of strikeouts. Rodriguez trying to strand three men aboard here in the top of the eighth in a scoreless game. The 0-1 pitch. Popped up left side and out of play. Foul. It's over and towards the back nine bar and grill will take a big bounce actually over and land on the roof. And it's 0-2. Michael Harris has just homered in Atlanta to put the Braves up 2-1. Two outs and an 0-2 count. Rodriguez on the mound. The pitch is driven to left field and deep. Back towards it is Casanova on the track, and he will make the catch to retire the side. Squires nearly got enough of that one. Even had a little tiny bat flip, but that might have been more out of frustration than recognition. Rodriguez clamps down, strands the bases juiced, and will head to the bottom of the eighth. All tied at zero here at SRP Park. Green Jackets to the plate as we come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Back here at SRP Park, Green Jackets at the top of the order coming up to the plate. It is Amioris Tavares. No score here through 7.5. 1, 2, and 3 due up. Tavares, Worrell, and Exposito. Worrell with 2 walks. No one else in the top three with a hit so far today. Ready on ready matchup with Sears on the mound. First pitch is lined sharply but foul into the berm. Down in the left field corner. 4 kids chase after it. One of them now has to fend off his 3 friends and runs all the way up to escape. 0-1 to Tavi. Fouled off. He was able to stay with that breaking ball and get a piece. It's 0-2. Augusta now on a team shutout streak of 17 and two-thirds innings. After 2 2/3 innings on Sunday's first game, 7 innings in the second game, they're now through 8 here without allowing a run. Tavares will call time and step out. Sears on the mound, left man at second and third back in the seventh, trying to avoid that jam in the eighth. The 0-2, outside and low. Tavi back down below 200 with an 0-for-3 so far. Had his average up to about 205 midway through last week. The 1-2, swing and a miss, got him on a breaking ball. And it's a hat trick for Tavares and one out here in the eighth. Jason Franks is up and loosening in the bullpen. He is likely to come in and work the ninth. The question is if Augusta can give him a run to turn it into a save situation. Bryson Worrell to the dish. 0-for-1 with 2 walks and a stolen base. His first chip against Sears today. First pitch to him. Misses outside and low. No one warming in the Fireflies bullpen either. 1-0 pitch. Line sharply to right and a base hit. It's cut off by Leighton over towards the line, and Worrell has now reached 3 times with Augusta's 5th hit of the day. So one on, one out for EJ Exposito, who coming into today had seen Sears well. Prior to that flyout, his last time up, or actually he has yet to face him today. He is 1-for-3, but that one was a 2-run homer against Sears. Could use one here. First pitch to him is, I believe, a balk, and it is a balk. Worrell will take second. Sears can't believe it, talking angrily towards the home plate umpire. And now, without a pitch, Worrell will take second. And the Green Jackets have a runner in scoring position and one away. A huge spot for Exposito, 0 for 3 on the day. Worrell, with his speed, could score on anything into the outfield. The pitch, line towards short. It'll bounce up. It's gloved down by Vasquez, his throw to first in time. And Worrell will stay put. So two away and a man on second for Jeremy Celedonio, who is also 0 for 3. Sears talking to the base umpire now, Dylan Hulsey. I think that was a warning, actually, for Sears, who continued his interrogation of the umpire as to the previous balk. Celedonio to the plate. First pitch to him, swung on and missed. Good breaking ball. Two ground outs for Celly, also a strikeout. The Green Jackets have Worrell on second, and they have had their two leading RBI men to the plate with one out and now with two away. Looking to break this scoreless deadlock. The one taken outside for a ball. I don't think I've ever seen that. Sears just looked back at second base in his windup and delivered the pitch. That is pretty impressive, actually, that he still was close to the zone. The 1-1 downstairs. Celedonio, 1 for 5 with a walk and 3 strikeouts against Sears this season. Again, every player on the Green Jackets has seen these Fireflies' arms. 2-1, swung on a miss, it's 2-2. And it goes from bad to worse for Augusta, or really it goes from zero to worse with the stellar arm of Cooper McKeon up and loosening in the bullpen, who has been unhittable this year. Man on second, 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3, side retired. The Green Jackets will strand a runner on second yet again and will go scoreless, not at zeros, in to the ninth. Frank's coming in, scoreless game. Exciting finish on the way here in North Augusta.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Back here at SRP Park, top of the ninth, Jason Franks out on the mound. He will have Daniel Vasquez in to lead it off. Scoreless game in the top of the ninth. Franks, the big righty from California, first pitch is taken downstairs by Vasquez. 0 for 3 today with two strikeouts. It'll be Vasquez, Rodriguez, and Royer Leighton up to the plate this half inning. These two teams have split 9 hits, 5-4 in favor of Augusta. No runs. The 1-0. Fouled off. The Starlin Rodriguez did very well in the bullpen, from the bullpen today for Augusta. He goes an inning and 2/3, gives up 2 hits and a walk, and strikes out a pair. Left the bases loaded in the last inning. 1-1. Fastball beautifully pinned for a strike. It's 1-2. Franks coming into today, 1-3, a 5.12 ERA, but a lot of strikeouts as well. The 1-2 pitch is grounded foul towards Tony Pena Jr. down the third baseline. 40 strikeouts for Franks and 31 innings of work coming into today. Last time out, struck out a pair in an inning of scoreless work against Charleston. A fresh arm as well, having only worked once last week, given the doubleheader. The 1-2 pitch, grounded to short. Tavares backhands, long throw across the body, scooped by DeLaunay for the out. A beautiful play. Tavares threw that one from near the third base line, and it just beat out the speedy Vasquez at first for the first out of the ninth. It'll go in the book as a 6-3 ground out, but Tavares had to backhand that going away from first base, fire across his body. It narrowly, by maybe a quarter of a step, beat out Vasquez, one away. And now the lefty, Rodriguez, first pitch, is just downstairs for a ball. Rodriguez, a walk and a single today, 1-for-2, also got caught stealing to end the seventh. Lefty at the plate, acting in on the grass, the 1-0. Caught on and missed. Good off-speed stuff there from Franks. Franks pitched the ninth inning on Thursday in that remarkable 15-8 comeback win when the Green Jackets scored 6th in the 8th and 9 in the 9th. 1-1. Line softly towards left center field, and it's going to be caught by Tavares backtracking, and there is out number 2. Tavares read it well. It was just poked over there towards left center field, two away. It is a demonstration of the beauty of the game of baseball. You can get a game like that, which went almost 3.5 hours with 29 combined hits and 23 combined runs, and then now be scoreless through 8 2/3 as Franks wires in a fastball for a strike to Ryer Layton. Layton 0-for-3, two strikeouts and a flyout, 1 for his last 20 and 4 for his last 40. 0-1, caught on and missed. Had them all out of sorts with a breaking ball. Franks did fan a pair, including a nasty curveball, a nasty slider that put away Ryan Spikes in his last outing, looking for maybe a K here of Layton. No score, no one on in the top of inning at number 9 with McKeon warming, the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. It gets away from Clarno, who is up and firing to first, as easy as you like for Jason Franks, who sends them down in order. It's more wheeling and dealing from the ex-Cal Poly man. We head to the bottom of inning number 9, and we're all tied up at 0.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster. And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Bottom of the ninth, and we are all square at 0-0. Jason Franks gets the side in order in the top of the frame and sets up Augusta with a chance to win here in the bottom of the ninth. Unfortunately, they'll be trying to do so against far and away the most dominant reliever in the Carolina League. It is Cooper McKeon into the game. He has been lights out this year, and in a literal sense, 7-1, a 1.13 ERA, a whip of .081, 49 strikeouts in 48 innings. He'll have Acton in to lead it off. first pitch is taken outside for a ball. The former BYU man has been absolutely elite this year. He has given up just 29 hits and 6 earned runs in 48 innings of action. 1-0 going lefty on lefty, and Acton will take this one downstairs for a ball. Acton, 2-for-3. He's got 2 of Augusta's 5 hits. Green Jackets, as a pitching staff, have now gone 18 2/3 innings without allowing a run. And Acton will take a strike here from McKeon. McKeon, any way you slice it, is just one of the best. He has given up a hit in every outing so far in July, but with a 1.59 ERA in the process. 2-1, breaking ball in for a strike. He was asked before the season what his goal was for this year, and he wanted to break the single-season Fireflies save record and have an ERA of 0. Obviously, an ERA of 0, basically impossible to attain, especially when you're pitching in about every other game, but he's come pretty dang close to the other one. And the 2-2 pitch called strike 3. Got him at the shins. That quick release is so hard to pick up on. And now, one away in the ninth. No one has really figured out McKeon yet this season. It's really impressive how not only has he put up these great numbers, but also he's avoided any and all meltdowns. He hasn't given up more than one run in an outing since April 28th against Augusta in a sort of garbage time game, which he ended up losing. And since then, he's given up just six runs in total. Castanova at the plate, 1-0. Tried to check his swing, could not. It's in the zone anyways. And it's 1-1. No score, no one on. Bottom of the ninth. Franks will work the 10th should it get there. 1-1 pitch. Caught on and missed. Just a devastating breaking ball. It works so well to both lefties and righties. He's someone that perhaps in a different farm system might be in Quad Cities in High A at this point, given these numbers. 1-2. Swing and a miss at a fastball down and away. Back-to-back strikeouts here to begin the bottom of the ninth. So now two away for Jose Delaunay, who will go lefty on lefty. He is 1-for-3, singled and stole second his last time up. Green Jackets, no runs, 5 hits, no errors. No runs, 4 hits and an error for the visiting Fireflies as Delaunay takes a backdoor curveball for a strike. Not sure if it's really a curveball or more of a slider, but either way, it is tremendous. He works incredibly fast as well. 0-1, fastball in for a strike. Only 90 miles an hour on the fastball, but after that huge breaker, it looks much faster than that. So 0-2, and the pitch is swung on and missed. McKeon comes in and strikes out the side, and we will head to inning number 10. All tied at 0. Neither team breaks through in 9 innings. We'll head to extras to decide it. No score. 10th coming up here in North Augusta.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Don't forget this week's High Pro Shop feature item is the Skyline Trucker Hat. You can look your best in this hat, and you'll be styled wherever you go with the hat on. Stop by the High Pro Shop for the Skyline Turner hat or order one online at mypershop.com.
Well, the Green Jackets played a doubleheader on Sunday and weren't content with the nine innings tonight. Neither team with a breakthrough on the scoreboard, so we'll head to extras. Top of the 10th at SRP Park, Royer Layton is the ghost runner placed on second base. And it will be 8-9-1. Dunhurst, Usher, and Ramirez, the three who will try to bring him home. A bunting situation here, an obvious bunting situation here as well. The first pitch from Franks is fouled off. Dunhurst so far today 0 for 3, a ground out, a flyout, and a strikeout. Layton, good speed on second. We're only just at 9:15 here. We're 2 hours and 10 minutes into this game. We breezed through nine innings. The 0-1, line foul into the netting. The first out, so important in these extra inning situations because it gives the possibility of pitching around the next batter if Franks doesn't like the matchup. But knowing Franks, he likes to attack, loves attacking, and loves trying to finish off ABs like this, maybe with a slider down and in. 0-2 here in the top of the 10th. The pitch, line drive towards left field. Casanova misplays it a little bit. It goes beyond him and into the corner. It trickles all the way past. He's going to get the first run of the game in, and it'll be a double for Dunhurst. And the first run of the game comes in extras. Casanova couldn't get to that ball in time. It trickled behind him and rolled to the track. Lucky it wasn't a speedier man at the plate. So Dunhurst picks up an RBI double, and it's 1-0. That'll bring up Usher, 1-for-2, a single, a walk, and a flyout. Again, Acton on the third base grass, first pitch, taken high. Layton, the ghost runner, scores. Swing and a miss, brought him down to a knee with a breaking ball. It's 1-1. In the bottom of the frame, the Green Jackets will have 8-9-1 due up with Delonay, the ghost runner. You wonder if you might see Francisco Floyd perhaps pinch run. The 1-1, lined out of play, and it's 1-2. Delonay not slow, but maybe not the fleetest of foot out there. Game situation dictates moves like that and all for Frankie Diaz, the manager this week, with Cody Cabela out of town. 1-2 the count. The pitch is bounced up there. Clono blocks it. So the count, 2-2. Dunhurst is the man on second base, being loosely held on by Tavares. Franks checks him back. The pitch is taken down and in. Usher's had a good day at the plate. He walked in the first, had a deep flyout in the fifth, and then singled and was stranded at third in inning number 8, but was down in the count in two of those three at-bats and managed to turn it into something productive. The 3-2 popped up out of play down the left field line over in towards the seats, and it will land on concrete and bounce over the restroom. One nothing game. Franks looking for the first out here in the top of inning number 10. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Usher worked the count full, but Franks had him saying, yeah, 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 as he walks back to the dugout. Little Usher joke there in the top of the 10th. One on, one out.
Number 0, Gene Ramirez.
So Gene Ramirez next to the plate, 0 for 3 with a walk in the first, two strikeouts and a pop out since then. He is so good at bunting. Acton and the first baseman Delonay are in. First pitch is taken downstairs. This is the first time the Green Jackets have played an extra inning game since June 24th, well over a month. 30 games since then. 1-0, fouled off. rather 29 games since then. It was the second game of the second half. They dropped that one to Delmarva. 1-1 here on Vasquez. One run home here in the top of the inning. Green Jackets will have the ghost runner in the bottom of the frame as well. The 1-1 pitch downstairs. It'll be McKeon who is on the mound with no one up and warming for the Fireflies. The 2-1 pitch. Line foul and out of play. Ramirez took a good hack there, and it's 2-2 count. Infield remains in. Ramirez did drop down a two-strike bunt in the last series. The 2-2 pitch in the dirt, and the count will fill up yet again. Two straight batters now. Three balls and two strikes. One out here in the 10th, one run home. The only run of the game so far. The 3-2 pitch. Taken, called, strike three. He'll go down on strikes for the third time today as Franks freezes him at the bottom of the zone. Right on the black at 94. Two straight strikeouts for Jason Franks. Up to three now in the contest. Omar Hernandez to the plate now with two away. One for four. He singled back in the eighth and then got stranded on second. Five hits apiece here in the 10th. One run home in extras. First pitch to the righty, swung on and missed. 92 out of the hand of Franks. Back-to-back full counts and back-to-back strikeouts for Jason Franks. And he will step off the mound and send Dunhurst back to second. With a one-run game, Augusta defense playing up the middle. A one downstairs. Green Jackets will have Clarno Collins Tavares set to bat in the bottom of the frame. Scoreless to date. 1-1 pitch. Grounded off the end of the bat towards first. Dilonay fields. He'll flip to Franks covering for the out that retires the side. One run in on the double. The ghost runner scores. So the Green Jackets down by one as we head to the 10th, trying to manufacture something against McKeon when we come back.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Bottom of the 10th, Green Jackets trailing 1-0. The ghost runner came in to score in the top of inning number 10 on a Hayden Dunhurst RBI double. That's the only run to score in this game so far. Jose Delonay is placed at second base as we get set to go here in the bottom of the 10th. Delaunay at second with Nick Clarno at the plate. 0 for 3, 3 strikeouts. Infield all the way in at the corners, preparing for a potential bunt as Augusta looks to break through on the scoreboard. First pitch is inside and low for a ball, and it's 1-0. Clarno, Collins, Tavares, the three set to bat this half inning. Augusta with just two hits in 22 at-bats against McKeon all season. But they'll need one here. The 1-0 grounded up the middle. This will get the runner over to third as the second baseman Rodriguez will lightly flip to first for the out, but a productive out number one, and that is a great team AB for Nick Clarno. Get it in play to the right side of the infield, and now Augusta has the tying run on third. So Tyler Collins to the plate. The infield comes in all the way around. Collins with tremendous speed beat out a bunt single earlier today and forced a throwing error. Going lefty on lefty. First pitch is taken for a strike at the top of the zone. A beautiful blood moon rising over the center field fence right now, towering over the fields. Augusta trying to turn it into some good fortune here. A one. Lined out of play over the balcony and towards the street. Collins, 1 for 3, that single, and a ground out and a line out as well. The 0-2. Breaking ball, grounded towards first. Coming home is Delaunay. The throw from Squires is... Oh, they call it in time, and Delaunay is out at the plate. On a 3-2 putout, Delaunay nearly had that one beaten. Squires double clutched, but they get the out of the plate to preserve the 1-0 lead. So now the tying run on first with two away. A bang bang play at home plate. So now it comes down to Tavares, man on first, two away. McKeon will throw to first. McKeon looking to pick up his eighth win of the season. Collins with great speed at first. The pitch to Tavi is in for a strike. Tavares 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. Delaunay came so close to picking up that tying run. Runner goes. The pitch swung on and missed. The throw from the knees is not in time. It goes into center field. Collins will stay put. He thought better of trying for third.
That's a Vector Security stolen base for Green Jackets. Stay safe at home.
Oh, it is so hard to tell looking at that replay if he was safe or not at the plate. It is truly bang bang. But now the tying run on second. But a 0-2 count on Tavares. McKeon looking to lock this one down. The pitch. Breaking ball nubbed off the end of the bat and foul. Man, it is so close at the plate. I think Delaunay might have gotten that lead leg in, but can certainly understand why he was called out. So 0-2, Tavares. At the plate, Augusta down to their final strike, down 1-0. Collins on second. The 0-2 pitch in the dirt, blocked, and Collins trying for third. The throw down, skips up, and it gets into left field. Collins breaks for the plate. The throw in from left field is not in time. And Augusta manufactures the tying run out of thin air. Tyler Collins steals third. The throw from Hernandez gets away into left. And down to their final strike, Augusta ties it up against the best reliever in the league. Well, you don't see that every day. And now we're all square 1-1. Collins, the hero, and the pitch fouled off. Tyler Collins stole second, his 26th stolen base of the year. He steals third, his 27th, and he will take home on the error by the catcher Hernandez. Time is called here. Well, they have not given him the stolen base of third, by the way. They called it a wild pitch and then a throwing error. Regardless, we're all tied up at one. That's the most important thing. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Tavares fans for the fourth time, the Golden Sombrero. But we're all tied up at one, and we head to the 11th for the first time this year. The longest game innings-wise for Augusta this season will push us to the 11th, all tied 1-1. Back in a moment here in North Augusta.
Early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Well, we're back here in the top of the 11th. It is new ground for Augusta this season. They had not played an extra innings game that went beyond 10. That is not the case for Columbia.
Oh, you don't see that.
That is not the case for Columbia, who played a 13-inning game against Charleston a couple of weeks ago, if memory serves me right. Chad Bryant is the new arm in the game for Augusta, replacing Jason Franks, who ends up tagged with a run, but not an earned run. It would be impossible to give him an earned run on that. And Austin Charles will lead it off. Omar Hernandez is the man who is placed at second. So Hernandez, who made the final out of the previous frame, is on at second as the ghost runner. Charles 0 for 3, walked his last time up. A strikeout, two groundouts, corners in, but Charles is more likely to swing the bat. He did lay down some beautiful bunts in batting practice today, and he squares here, pulls it back, and takes, well, a big hack, and is nowhere close. It's 0-1. Green Jackets were down to their final strike when Collins scored from second on a wild pitch and then a throwing error. 0-1, he'll square to bunt and pull it back this time, and that'll make it 1-1. Squires on deck is 1-for-4. He flew out with the bases loaded in the eighth. Neither of these teams could score in the regulation 9 innings, so we're here in extras. The 1-1 misses outside for a ball. Hernandez on second can run pretty well for a catcher. He's got double digits and stolen bases. Corners remain in here. 2-1. Runner goes for third. It's lined down the left field line and in for a base hit. That'll get the run home. It's not cut off by Casanova, who flows his glove at it, and he can't get there. Charles hits second. They're waving him to third. He will get there because the throw goes over his head. It's a triple for Austin Charles in a 2-1 ball game. Casanova has made two costly fielding mistakes. We'll see if they give him an error on that or if they rule it a triple, but that's twice where he hasn't cut off a ball and left, and it's cost some bases. But it is a 2-1 game. Hernandez scores from second. He was off with the pitch. They will give it as a triple, the third triple of the year for Charles, who is now up to 18 runs batted in. Infield in now with Squires at the plate. He'll take a big swing and a miss here. 2-1 is the score. There is an arm up and warming in the bullpen for the Fireflies. 0-1. Popped up left side, foul ground. Might be playable Acton over, but it will land over the screen on top of the dugout. Casanova, if he had cut off that ball, that might have kept Charles to a single. It certainly would have kept him at second base. Instead, at third, in the infield, in all the way around. O-2, downstairs from Bryant. Bryant going ready on lefty here, 3-1, a 6.39 ERA. Has thrown some big innings as of late. The 1-2, swung on and tipped into the mitt of Clarno, strike three. Squires retired via strikeout for the first time today, and now one away. Daniel Vasquez, 0-4, next up to the plate. Bryant, 2 weeks ago, went three innings, striking out five and giving up three hits but no runs. Last time out, went 2 2/3, two of his longer outings of the season. First pitch to Vasquez, in for a strike at 92. Augusta trying to keep this deficit to one. Bryant delivers, 0-1, fouled off, 0-2. Rodriguez on deck is 1-3 with a single and a walk. Meanwhile, Layton in the hole is 0-4, and you typically wouldn't issue intentional walks. We haven't seen one issued by Augusta all season, but you wonder if they might try and take their chances. Charles extends his lead at third, not being held on. 0-2 pitch, line drive left field, and in for a base knock. That will bring in that second run. Now a 3-1 ball game as Vasquez gets his hit on his fifth plate appearance and drives in a run. It is now a 3-1 ball game.
Second baseman number 19, Lisandro Rodriguez.
Now Augusta has to bring home a run that is not placed on the bases, which is why it's so important to try and limit it to just that one initial run. Eduardo Herrera is up and warming in the bullpen, coming off a rough outing his last time up. First pitch is in for a strike to Rodriguez. Rodriguez, that single in the fourth, was the second hit of the game. 3-1 the score. Both teams were scoreless through the nine innings of today's contest. And now two have come across here in the 11th. The 0-1, down and in, 1-1. Lead on first for Vasquez. He goes. It's taken high. Clarno's throws a cannon, and they got him again. Clarno's second time throwing out a base runner today, and he knew it. Vasquez, who singled in that insurance run, now caught stealing for the second out of the frame. Rodriguez was the one thrown out. The man at the plate, he was caught stealing on that strike him out, throw him out. To end the seventh. This one chopped to second, underhand to first, and the side is retired. Two runs score, the ghost runner, and then Charles, who tripled in Hernandez to begin the frame. Augusta down two, coming up into the 11th. The bottom of the 11th when we come back. Can Augusta manufacture some magic yet again?
Motorized road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Green Jackets down by 2. 3-1 the score as we hit the bottom of inning number 11. And Eduardo Herrera, the righty, comes into the game replacing McKeon, who went 2 innings, did allow that run to score on an error. It would have been an unearned run anyways. But now his evening is done. But Augusta down 2. They'll have the tying run at the plate. Tavares is the man who will be placed at second. Yet to go out there now, and now he does. Bryson Worrell, EJ Exposito, Jeremy Celedonio, the men due up. Bryson Worrell is 1-for-2, a single and 2 walks. Exposito and Celedonio both 0-for-4.
Leading off for Green Jackets, right fielder number 32, Bryson Worrell.
So Bryson Worrell, the switch hitter, batting left, comes to the plate against Herrera. Worrell, 0-for-1, a walk and a strikeout against Herrera this year, and he'll take a high strike to begin this outing. Worrell, 2 walks, also stole a base and then singled in the 8th, but was stranded at 2nd. Green Jackets down 2, the 0-1. Numbed off the plate and foul. The catcher, Hernandez, tried to bat that one into fair territory, but not enough. Worrell down on the count, 0-2. Worrell, 2-10, 6 homers, 25 driven in. Exposito and Celedonio both tied at 42 ribbies this year for the team lead. Oh, 2, high and outside. Augusta survived once. They were down to their final strike with a man on second before Collins took third and then scored on an error on the same play. 1-2 inside, 2-2 the count. All other games but one. Charleston up 8-2 on Kannapolis at home as the River Dogs have rebounded nicely from getting no hit on Sunday. 2-2. Fastball swung on a missed strike 3. Snap throw back to second. Not in time. But out number 1. Bryson Worrell goes down swinging. That'll bring up EJ Exposito. 0-for-4. Exposito 1-for-5. A 2 RBI double against Herrera this season. Man on second. The placed runner in the form of Tavares. Righty on righty matchup. Herrera deals. Taken high all the way to the backstop, and Tavares will take third easily. That was a wild pitch and then some. That might have been a foot over the catcher. That runner on third, though, insignificant. It's all about the man at the plate who represents the tying run. 3-1 the score. Green Jackets, again, looking to stave off what would be a long and lengthy loss and would spoil a great pitching performance from, amongst others, Luis Vargas, who goes 6 1/3, giving up 2 hits and 6 strikeouts. The Starlin Rodriguez, who sent the game to the 9th without allowing a run. Jason Franks, who allowed just the ghost runner to score. 1-0, curveball for a strike, 1-1. The 1-1, upstairs, a curveball nearly hit him in the head. He ducked out of the way of it, and it still almost got him. So he's ahead in the count now, 2-1. Tavares leading off of third, not being held on by Charles, no reason to. And the 2-1 pitch, outside and low, 3-1. Celedonio on deck, 0-for-4, 2 strikeouts, 2 groundouts, but he does lead the team with 15 homers, and Acton is 2-for-4. He would be the next man up. 3-1, taken outside, ball 4. They appeal the check swing. He did not go. And now Augusta with the tying run on first base and one away. So Expo is aboard. Men at the corners for Jeremy Celedonio. And that will bring out manager Tony Pena to have a chat here with Herrera. No one up and warming in the bullpen, but likely just going over some scouting here on Celedonio, probably saying try those sliders down and away. But Celedonio chopped out to short in the second, struck out looking in the fourth, grounded out to third in the sixth on a nice play by Charles, and then struck out to end the eighth. Down to 187. Went just 2-for-18 last week with 10 strikeouts, so that puts him at 2-for-his-last-24 with 12 Ks. EJ Exposito on at first. You wonder if they might think about putting him in motion here as well to get the tying run in scoring position and take away the double play ball. He has not been caught in his last 6 stolen base attempts. First pitch to Celedonio, swung on and missed. It's bounced up, but at no advance from either runner. Celedonio has had trouble laying off those breaking balls this year. Breaking balls that break away from him, ready on ready. It's been his kryptonite. 3-1 the score, men on first and third. One away in the bottom of the 11th. 0-1. Fastball taken down and away. It'll even up at 1-1. Acton on deck, as hot as they come. Hitting 500 over his last 7 games. 12-for-24 with 5 runs batted in. The 1-1 pitch. Another breaking ball. This time it's taken in the dirt. Good take there. Herrera on the mound. Working from the stretch. The 2-1. Taken for a strike at the very bottom of the zone. The Green Jackets bench not a fan of that call. Neither was Celedonio. And it's now 2-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball got him swinging. Similar location. And he fans for the third time. And now again, the Green Jackets down to their final out with a tying man aboard. 3-1 the score here in the bottom of the 11th. Acton so far today, a single in the second and a single in the seventh. A ground out and a strikeout as well. First pitch is taken for a strike. Acton 0-for-1 with an RBI, and that came on a sacrifice fly against Herrera earlier this year. The pitch, grounded to first, but foul. So the Green Jackets down to their final strike. Oh and 2. Men on the corners for Acton. The pitch. Lined up the middle and through to center field for a base hit. One run comes in to score. Exposito stays put at second. It's an RBI single in the Green Jackets. Now a run away from tying up the game. Acton picks up his second consecutive three-hit day. Tavares scores. Exposito to second. So now the tying run on second base for Jair Casanova. 0-for-3 with a walk today. Hitless. He's got 31 driven in. Casanova got some advice from Tavares going back towards the dugout. Righty on righty matchup. Tying run on second, winning run on first. A breaking ball cut on and missed. That slider not close to the zone, but it's fooled a couple of consecutive batters here. So 0-1 the count. Good speed in Exposito on the second base bag. The 0-1. Checked his swing. It is dropped in the dirt, and both runners will advance, but they'll say he went around. So it's now an 0-2 count, but both men advance. Exposito to third and Acton to second. But an 0-2 count on Jair Casanova. Green Jackets down to their final strike. Tying run on third with two away here in the 11th. The 0-2 swung on and missed. Same pitch, got him swinging. And Augusta can't do it a second time. They will fall 3-2 in 11 innings. The final score, Fireflies 3, the Green Jackets 2. They'll leave the tying and winning runs aboard in the bottom of inning number 11. That'll bring us to our Easy Go postgame show. The winning pitcher in this one will be Cooper McKeon. He'll improve to 8-1. The save will be picked up by Herrera. It's his second of the year. Our IT guy of the game will be Corey Acton, a three-hit day. He is responsible for half of Augusta's hits today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place, with Giancarlos Lara on the mound for Augusta. Green Jackets fall just short in this one. Green Jackets fall just short. They were able to claw one back in the 10th, but both teams go scoreless through 9, and it is the final, that extra insurance run that'll hand Chad Bryant the loss. Green Jackets nearly completed it, but the River Dogs, rather the Fireflies, excuse me, pick up their second straight win and take a 1-0 series lead. We will talk about it tomorrow on the Tax Slayer pregame show, 6:45, and we'll see you then.